This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Plaza in the greasy garage studio, a guy with a wrench in one hand and a microphone in the other, here's Mark Evans.
Thank you. Thank you. I've got the basket of eggs today, all different colors, a lot of pastel colors in there today. I love it. Love it. Dyeing the eggs, of course. And yeah, my fingers are a little stained there helping the grandkids, dye those eggs. Why not? It's tis the season. Happy Easter to you and your family and your friends and your neighbors and all our listeners. Thank you. Appreciate it. Happy Easter. Appreciate it. They did actually do a study quite a few years ago about those hollow milk chocolate, bunnies or rabbits, whatever you want to call them. Let's call them a bunny. Cadbury bunnies, of course. Anyway, hey, look at there. There's an ad for Cadbury. Anyway, those are pretty good. But the hollow chocolate, milk chocolate bunnies, let me ask you, when's the last time you had one? You might be nibbling on one right now. And my question for you is, do you start nibbling on the ears first or the feet first? And supposedly, we can tell everyone about your personality, about how you attack that chocolate hollow bunny. But we won't go there. We do have for you today. I do, yes. I have a little bit of trivia all around the word Easter, of course. Absolutely. Let's start there right now. But before we do, I want to make sure that you do know that you're the star of the show. Interrupt me at any time, folks. And how to do that? Call us right here at Auto World, the Auto World Plaza in the Pastel Studio at 855-660-4261. And, of course, email me at autoworldradio@yahoo.com. I love Facebook. We're all maxed out. Friends, 5,000. They won't let us have any more. So, but friend me anyway. You're on the friend list. And if somebody has to, go somewhere else, we'll get you right in. Again, that address is my name, Mark Evans. And also, head on over there. We've got Auto World Radio Facebook page. Head on over and take a look at those pastel colors we put up there for you. Wishing you a happy Easter. Again, Instagram is Auto World Media, just like my website, autoworldmedia.com. Easter trivia. Oh, yes. The very first Easter eggs were colored red with natural dyes such as onion skins and beetroot juice. Those colors were thought to represent new life and rebirth, which is why they became associated with the Christian holiday of Easter. Going along in Auto World today, I'm going to have a lot more Easter trivia for you. But you're the star of the show. We're going to go into the email bag. Of course, always I like to do that. Coming up this hour again, I have for you another probe. Yeah, that's right. The United States probe is out again. It's been probing. And this one's, you'll hear about it. We had the first probe on the first hour. Now this is the second probe on the second hour. Ouch! Quit probing me in the house. He's just probed me with his, what is that thing? Oh my God, the hubcap. Slide him in and slide him out. Sammy's in the house. He's taken filling in for Eddie the engine emailer. He's got the email bag. Thank you for filling in, Sammy. Appreciate it. Slide him in, slide him out. Sammy, my chauffeur, gets me to the studio every week. Appreciate it. He loves to come in every so often. He's nodding his head no. Yeah, wait a minute. He loves being here. Anyway, today we're going to go in the email bag whenever he sounds the Yuga horn. Whenever that is, we'll go in the email bag. Folks, his email that I have not looked at and have no clue who sent us the email. Eddie the engine goes through the emails, folks, and then finds ones that tries to stump the chump. I'm the chump. And then he puts them in the email bag. So I love it off the cuff like that. Reach in the bag, pull it out, and see if I can't help you. Well, that's what it's all about. It's amazing how many, just so you know, how many of you have the same problems or challenges on your automobiles, your cars, your trucks, your lawnmowers. Yeah. We talked last week, I did, about the robotic lawnmower. Segway. I'll give them a free plug real quick. Segway came out with a robotic lawnmower. You just set it and forget it again in your backyard, front yard, side yard, whatever. But Segway came out with one that does not need any the boundary lines put in. The other ones, you do have to do that. Husqvarnas, I've been on some beautiful trips in the United States and abroad. And I've, in fact, we were in, was it Sweden? And when I was in Sweden, Husqvarna, at the nice, beautiful hotel we were at, they had the old Husqvarna robotic, you know, lawnmower out there that was doing his job. So he or she, I don't know if it was a he or she, it was orange, it was Husqvarna, but it worked. But those, that brand, I understand you do have to put a border line in. So, but yeah, wouldn't that be nice? You can sit back, relax, and let one of those Segways do all your mowing for you. Anyway, let's get to it today here on Auto World. Also, I have Jeff Motorsports Bressler. He does our Auto World Motorsports update. He's coming this hour, of course, and dropping in and giving us that update. It's all about two letters, folks. So stay tuned for that. I also have some more New York Auto Show treats right from the New York Auto Show. And this might, these treats might just cause you to be not walking, but running to the dealership. Oh, yeah. But first, remember one, well, the phone number, 855-660-4262. 6-1, look forward to you calling, as always, right here, Dashboard Daniel, sitting behind the GCN 2800 mixer machine. Oh, yeah, make you sound good. Oh, yeah. 2800 mixer machine. That thing is huge. But right off the bat, also, we're going to go down the high mileage highway, by the way, I have for you this hour, the highest mileage SUV in the world in 2024. But first, I want to talk a little bit about signs. That's right. Signs. Do we take them for granted? Road signs. A little bit of history out throughout all 3 hours of Auto World about road signs. First, I want to kind of make you aware of what's happening out there in road signs. What I'm talking about is how many road signs are there? Quite a few, huh? All different colors. They're on the right, they're on the left. They direct us. What is the oldest traffic sign in the world? A little trivia for you before we get into a new sign that you could be seeing coming your way soon. The oldest traffic sign in the world, folks, is the in 1686, DePedro II ordered the installation of 24 traffic regulating signs in the city of Lisbon. Yes, back in 1686. Now, a sign that could be coming your way, that's very important. I wanted to highlight it on this day, Easter weekend, because cars, all of our cars out there we have are killing pedestrians that are walking across, you know, crosswalks. They have a new sign that's coming your way. It's going to be yellow, of course. I want you to just keep your eyes out for it. Basically, what it looks like is a person, yellow background, you know, diamond shaped on the top, rectangular shaped on the bottom with a black line around it. It has basically the black stripes on the bottom with a pedestrian, a person with a round head with even a little collar, arms on it, all that. But it's all broke up in pieces, folks. It's almost looking like you know, your inner ear infection has hit you and you're off balance. That's what it looks like. Yeah. Let me add this. Be careful out there, crosswalks, people, pedestrians, because the main thing is, the stats show, in 2023, cars killed 7,508 pedestrians. So now they're going to put some more road signs. Look for the new one out there. Again, it looks like it's all been an earthquake type of sign. That's the best way for me to describe it to you. A pedestrian walking, a full body pedestrian on there, but it looks like it's been through an earthquake. So come on, let's take a look at the signs. Let's look for the, not only the signs, but let's look for pedestrians, because I know all of us at one point in time do walk in a crosswalk sooner or later. I know we do. Absolutely. I know we do. So be careful out there, please. Over 7,500 people, folks. We're going to take a short break. I have for you the New York Auto Show, some treats coming up, and that probe. Oh, yeah. And are you going to be running in 2025? Not for president. No, but this one's going to be running. Hang on.
you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few highlights. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I have been using Extendivite for many years. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at GCNlive.com. That's advertise at GCNlive.com.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Thanks for climbing in. The best part about it, though, folks, you never have to throw me a $20 bill for gas. Thank you. Appreciate that. We don't need gas here. No, it's free. And by the way, your coupons never expire right here on the Auto World pastel studio. Auto World, America's automobile enthusiast show. Good to have you along. I'm Mark Evans, your host. Coming up, we've got for you the highest mileage SUV in the world, 2024. First hour was, it was a truck, and it had 3 million miles or something on it. I just want to remind you, you can always go back. If you didn't get a chance to listen to the first hour or third hour, then you can always go to my website and go to autoworldmedia.com. Look for the little red bars. You can see the podcast. Okay. Uh-oh. What the heck? That thing still works. The teletype is going off. Yeah, we haven't had that thing working. Whoa, there it is. I got it. Hey, it actually is printable. It actually printed, and it's printable on... How old is this paper? Sammy, slide him in and slide him out, Sammy. He doesn't know. Okay. Oh, well, good news here coming from the teletype from back in the early 1800s. The new Toyota 4Runner's out. Going to be. Oh, yeah. They've changed it up, but it's coming again. Good news out of the teletype that is alive. It's alive because of Toyota. The new Toyota 4Runner coming soon. Absolutely. Remember those 4Runners? Oh, yes. The 4Runners, they were one of the very first ones. So out was just a little two-door. It looked like a four-door, but no, it only had two doors. Had like looked like a pickup, but no, it was a 4Runner. It had a hard shell top on it that was part of the body. Lasted forever. They're bringing her back. Yes, got an official look. We should slide them in, slide them out. Sammy says, put that up on Facebook. We've got a little picture here. That has they've got the 4Runner. They're proud of it, and they are putting the 4Runner, literally a number 4 and the word runner. It's going to be running in what year? 2025. Yes, they put the little logo a little bit lower in the tailgate area. That is just an opening gate, not a tailgate. And in fact, it's coming your way, folks. So it's going to be running the brand new 2025 Toyota 4Runner is coming your way with a brand new 4Runner badge front and center in the rear of the vehicle. Now it's going to be a little different of a look though. And by the way, I can't show you all of it, but we will put up a little post on the back of it up on our Facebook page there. Of course, is my Facebook page is my name, Mark Evans, and Auto World Radio. And it's going to have what's kind of unique is a very small little, well, let's call it in the front corners. The taillights are going to be very, very small. I don't understand that. And that's basically in the very bottom of the bumper, let's call it. I don't know why they're doing that, but they're doing it. And the 4Runner badge is, again, in the back. The badge itself, yeah, Toyota 4Runner. It's an SUV is what it is. If you've never really understand what a Toyota 4Runner is, it's very dependable. A lot of you like it. A lot of you have them. It's going to be on sale later in the year of 2025. And again, you always want to know. I know. You want to know what size engine. Is it going to be all electric? No. It's going to have the same engine options as the new Tacoma. It's a turbocharged four-cylinder that makes anywhere from 228 to 278 horsepower, my friends. And yes, it's more powerful than the iForce Max option. So stay tuned. Now, what I'm saying, I mean, anywhere from 228 to 278 just depends on, well, your creature features you're putting under the hood. But they're bringing back. They're going to bring it. The same engine options as the Toyota Tacoma in the brand new, available late in 2025. I'm going to talk a little bit more about that as we get more information on it. We will not get in trouble by showing you a little bit of the back of it, so you'll get a chance to see the pretty pastel blue color that it's going to be. Well, that's just one of the colors that's going to be available. You'll like it. I know you will. Toyota 4Runner. Thank you, Teletype Machine. That thing is still plugged into electricity, and it's still working. That's the best part of it. Darn right. Oh, love it. Okay, let's get right to it, to the point of, you know, what happened in this last week in automotive history? Quite a few things happened. It was back in March, 2005, the Saturn Sky debuted. Remember the Saturn, the company Saturn from General Motors? Yeah, you do. Maybe you still have one. I did seminars over at the Saturn dealership. Yes, the folks bought a brand new Saturn from the Saturn dealership there. They asked for those people to come back. They fed them dinner, and I was the speaker, along with my good friend Pinzo Rep, Tom. And we did put one up on the lift, and we basically talked Auto World about what this car's all about. Saturn, of course, is no longer around. The Saturn Sky back in March 2005 debuted, and with the Sky, I thought it was a good name, Saturn Sky. Why? Because it was basically a convertible. Yeah, convertible. Also, back in March in 1968, the Lincoln Continental Mark III was introduced. Yep. And, oh yeah, I got some news right here. Back in 1970, folks, in March of 1970, the 1969 Dodge Charger Daytona breaks the 200-mile-an-hour mark on the track. That's right. March 1970, 1969 Dodge Charger Daytona breaks 200 miles an hour on the track. Now, if I want to add a little bit to that, why not? Because on Bring a Trailer, BAT, get over to bringatrailer.com. It's like a car show right at on your cell phone every day. Sign up on the email list and you'll get every day. They have an auction. You'll see it. You can mark, watch this one, watch that one. So many different makes and models, folks. Head on over there and do it. And that's why I'm going to take you there right now, because I was just thinking, no, wait a minute. In March, back in 1970, it broke 200 mile an hour. Well, guess what? In March this year, a 446 barrel, oh yeah, six-pack, it was a 446 barrel powered 1970 Plymouth Superbird sold on BAT, bringatrailer.com. The number? $261,000. March of 2024. This podcast will be going down in history, guarantee you that. Wow. $261,000. And it broke the speed barrier, well, basically the speed barrier there at the track, at 200 miles an hour. It's the car that has the big old wing on the back. You know, you're familiar with them. You've seen them on Barrett Jackson Classic Car Auction. Meekums had them on there. Bring a Trailer, $261,000. When we come back, I hope I don't get probed, but we got to talk about the probe. I'm Mark Evans. You're listening to Auto World, right here live from Boise, Idaho, in the Auto World Plaza in the Pastel Studio.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com, and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
USA News, I'm Tim Berg. Pope Francis is once again calling for an immediate ceasefire in Gaza and the release of all Israeli hostages. The Pope's renewal for the call came during Sunday's Easter Mass. The Pope speaking about other world events, including Ukraine, Haiti, and other places experiencing destruction. The Vatican saying around 60,000 people came to St. Peter's Square for Sunday's Mass. Recovery efforts are ongoing following the deadly collapse of the Francis Scott Key Bridge in Baltimore last week. Maryland Democratic Governor Wes Moore joins Fox News Sunday to provide an update.
The thing that we know is there will be an ongoing investigation. There needs to be an ongoing investigation as to what happened. I want that investigation to be speedy and for anyone who needs to be held accountable to be held accountable. And at the same time, we have got to get this channel opened. We have got to get commerce flowing again, and we have got to rebuild the Francis Scott Key Bridge.
This is USA News.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past few years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110, guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. That's 800-430-1891.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
Glad you're sitting shotgun with me. I'm Mark Evans. You're listening to Auto World, heard on quite a few radio stations coast to coast we are. And, of course, because of the Internet, we are worldwide. I'm honored to say that, proud to say that. Behind the silver microphone, I am. And right now it is time. Let's go to Jeff, motorsports wrestler, with the Auto World Motorsports Update.
Thanks, Mark. And hi, motorsports fans. Welcome to the Auto World Motorsports Update. And we're on the fast track this week, the very fast track. If many NASCAR drivers and legions of their fans get what they're looking for, and that is more horsepower. I'm not talking about NASCAR Cup Series current 670 horsepower, but how about increasing that by, say, 200 horsepower? Or as some say, rounding it out to 1,000 horsepower. Well, this open discussion between the powers that be at NASCAR, its drivers and fans, have seen strong opinions evolving on both sides. Many NASCAR drivers say an increase from 670 to 1,000 horsepower would greatly improve the on-track product. Kyle Larson, who won earlier this season in Las Vegas, explains to us how he feels jacking the horsepower up would improve performance on the track.
I don't know. I think your difference in top speed to minimum speed would be much greater. So I think that would allow you to, you know, create different styles of how to get around the corner. I think, too, it's just going to allow for drivers to make more mistakes as you're, you know, entering the corner much faster, and or not necessarily much faster, but having to lift much earlier. You know, I think it makes the braking zones longer, which, you know, helps. So, too, and I think when you have that power, you can, like I said, run different lines and use that horsepower to accelerate.
Now, NASCAR officials think that boosting horsepower will be costly to teams and that it really won't dramatically change the flow of a race. Besides that, they feel that a horsepower boost would dissuade new manufacturers from entering the Cup Series alongside Chevy, Ford, and Toyota. Carl Larson, well, he has an answer to that also.
Yeah, I feel like they've always used the excuse of, or at least I've heard the excuse of, well, you know, we're trying to keep horsepower to where, you know, other manufacturers might want to come in. Well, as long as I've been in the sport, which is longer than 10 years, it's been the same three manufacturers. So I, you know, maybe somebody else is coming and maybe they're the ones pushing for lower horsepower, but I've yet to see anybody new come in, and all these, you know, engine builders and teams are saying it's not going to cost any different to do it. You know, I've heard our, you know, Scotty Maxim say the same thing. He's like, dude, we could bring 1,000 horsepower next week.
From a fan's perspective, many of them say, just look back to Bristol a few weeks back. The track kept on expanding during NASCAR's growth spurt several years back, to the point of expanding the grandstands, where 100,000 spectators showed up at each race. At Bristol this year, that was just about halved. Perhaps fans are craving the return to the days of true stock cars and not today's cookie-cutter spec machines. Well, my opinion, maybe NASCAR should at least arrange for a future track test session to show drivers and fans that they're listening, then carefully analyze those results. But on the other hand, I personally watch a lot of different racing. A few weeks ago, I enjoyed viewing the truly spec four-cylinder, 181 horsepower Mazda MX-5 Cup racing at Sebring in Florida. It was a great show. All in all, it's going to be interesting to see how this horsepower controversy works itself out in the months to come. This has been Jeff Bressler for the Auto World Motorsports Update.
Thank you, Jeff. Motorsports Bressler, I appreciate it. Great report. Two letters. HP, baby. Oh, yeah. Great report. Coming up on Auto World, folks, I've got the probe. We're going to be talking a little bit about the probe that, in fact, quite a few of you are going to be understanding that maybe was the reason why they're probing your transmission. The brand? That's coming up. Also, the highest mileage SUV in the world in 2024. Look forward to your emails, though. Absolutely, at autoworldradio@yahoo.com. Autoworldradio, that's one word, at yahoo.com. 855-660-4261 is my phone number here. Dashboard Daniel sitting behind the GCN 2800 mixer machine to take your calls. And in fact, emails. We got the email bag. Filling in for Eddie, the engine emailer. He takes care of your emails throughout the week. Gets them to me. If you have a 911 problem, if your car is not quite truck, tis a season on the rototiller, even the lawnmower is not running quite right and you need help. How many years now? 48 years now of being an ASE certified master technician, folks. ASE, look for the little blue star, Automotive Service Excellence. This is what you want to look for when you go to your parts department, your service department, yes, and even the sales department, believe it or not. They've been certified. They had to pay for the test. That means get their real money out, pay for it. And, of course, again, they have to pass it to get that sign or that badge on the shirt. Now, one thing about certification, do we need to be certified or we just go to YouTube? Like we had one of our callers here a couple weeks ago say, I'm YouTube certified, Mark. Well, I laughed because it's the truth. Absolutely, YouTube has changed the way all of us repair our cars, all the way we even buy cars, the internet. Absolutely. But YouTube, you know, those folks that do YouTube, some of you might be doing YouTube, and you know how that all works, meaning that the more subscribers you get, the more likes you get, the more money you have in your back wallet. The real truth is the real truth. When it comes to getting the right tools for the job, sometimes the YouTube's video, they don't point that out to you. They only show you the easiest way to do it. I've thought many times, in fact, I could become a movie star, a TV star, a YouTube star, meaning that I'd be looking at the camera showing as I'm working on a client's car, a customer's car, friend's car, I'd have the camera pointing at me. Now, here I am talking to the camera more than I'm fixing the car. I myself feel that that's not good. That means that I want to concentrate and get the job done for my client, customer, friend, and relative the right way the first time. That way, I do not have a parking lot full of comebacks. But one thing you need to know, you need to let your mechanic know, your shop know, your technician know, your dealer know that you're not happy in the way you are not happy. That way, they can't fix it if they don't know what's broken. Believe it or not. Can you believe it? Just like your car. I can't fix it if I don't know what's broken. So if you don't understand and don't like what they did, or even on the price, let them know. And I'm here for consulting, too, at autoworldradio@yahoo.com. Take a little short break. Grab yourself. Are you eating that hollow chocolate milk chocolate bunny right now by the ears or by the feet? We'll be right back from the pastel-colored studio right here in the Auto World Plaza.
You're listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire fireplace grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Built my car. It's a love affair. Mainly Jesus and my hot rod.
These are sensations as hard to forget as they are to ignore.
Drag racing, drag racing.
These are sensations as hard to forget as they are to ignore.
Drag racing. Drag racing.
These are sensations as hard to forget as they are to ignore.
Yeah. Well, if you're drag racing, you're going to definitely break those Easter eggs you have up on the dash. They'll fall right off into your lap. Welcome back to Auto World, folks. Auto World, the official ASE certified high octane turbocharged, supercharged, chrome plated, pearl painted tire burning nitrous smelling radio podcast, internet TV talk show. Good to have you along. I'm Mark Evans. It's time to probe you. Well, Sammy, slide him in and slide him out. Sammy here keeps probing me. Stop it! He keeps probing me in the ribs to remind me about this probe on these Ford pickup trucks. That's right. Tune in right now. Turn it up loud. Tell your neighbors and friends. I'm going to probe you with, well, the United States Probe Office. The probing office? Yes, the United States Auto Safety Regulators. They're investigating complaints, folks. It's fresh, new. It's a new probe that more than 540,000 Ford pickup trucks can, well, abruptly downshift to a lower gear and increase the risk of a crash. That's right. The National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, they've got documents posted on their website Friday that it opened the investigation probing this week after receiving quite a few consumer complaints, your complaints. Thank you for doing it, by the way. About the problem with the truck's automatic transmission. Now, these documents say that the probe covers F-150s from the 2014 model year. Okay. The agency also is looking into whether those trucks should have been included in the previous recalls for the problem. But right now, it's a probe. See, the complaints, they say that the trucks can suddenly shift to a lower gear without warning. Bam! Well, can you imagine 80 miles an hour and all of a sudden it shifts down on you? Well, it's doing it often, I understand. The rear wheels lock up with one of the consumers telling the agency at the time that his truck downshifted so abruptly that causing it to crash into the concrete barrier and into another vehicle at the same time. Both the pickup truck driver and the driver, of course, in the other vehicle were not hurt. Ford. They say they're working. They're saying they're working. They're saying they're working with the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration to support the investigation. But right now, the Ford's F-Series pickups are the top-selling vehicles in the United States. Now, here's the models and the years. Certain F-150 pickups from the 2011 and 2012 model years were recalled for the same problem. They were recalled in 2016, though. Ford later added 2013 models to the recall. So, they're probing right now the 2014 model. If your Ford truck is downshifting, well, then you've got yourself a truck that's getting probed. I would drive into the dealership right now. Well, not right now. After the show, we have one more hour left too. And get in there Monday, okay? Just Monday, Tuesday, whenever you can get a chance. And tell them that you heard it right here on Auto World. Mark, I was saying that there's a probe out right now on my 2014. I want it covered. Get a new transmission, period. Get her done for free. That's what it's all about. Oh! Woo. Slide him in and slide him out. Sammy says it's email time. Let's get into that that email bag. I was just in that airbag. I'll dig in there and get one of these emails out. Oh, there it is. There are quite a few of them in there. We'll get to all your emails. I'll get you all fixed by... Sammy, do you know? He doesn't know. Okay, I'm going to say Wednesday. We'll get you all fixed. This is from Ken. Awesome. Ken up there in Kennewick. Ken says, hi, Mark. Happy Easter to you and your family. Hey, I have a quick question for you about checkups. Did you just get this off the internet, Sammy? Yeah? Okay. Thank you. So, thank you. I don't know. How did I do that? I did. European. He says, good question for you about checkups. About checkups. Driving a European car that the manufacturer shows that a checkup for inspection needs to be done at 50,000, 80,000, and 125,000 miles. Do you feel that these checkups are necessary? Or is it just to get me back to the dealership to spend money? Thanks for your advice. Great show. Ken on KFLD. Awesome. Awesome. Well, thanks. Happy Easter to you, too. Ken, appreciate it. I really do. Absolutely, to you and your family. And let's do a shout-out to one of our great Auto World affiliates, and that would be... There's our shout-out horn. Oh, yeah. Thank you, Dashboard Daniel. Shout-out goes out to KFLD, right there, AM 870, FM 98.7, right there in Kennewick, Washington, Walla Walla, Richland, Pasco, Burbank, West Richland. All you folks there, good to have you along. Thanks, Ken, for listening to us on KFLD, right there in Kennewick, Washington, Walla Walla, and Pasco. Absolutely. These checkups are good, Ken. They really are, and this is something that I say that right off the tip of my tongue. Didn't have to hesitate at all because there's no full-service gas stations anymore. That means we, back in the days of full-service gas stations, you'd get stuff checked automatically. Check the oil, and then just look around to try to take your money, Ken. Yes, I did. Because if there's no incentive to look at the belt that could be bad, the water pump that could be leaking, the what else that could be bad. Spark plugs. When last time those were replaced, there's no more spark plug wires, but how about the coilovers? Is an engine light on? Is the transmission light off? What? There's no transmission light, but you can still scan it. That's right. We still scan right there through the OBD2 connector to see if you got a transmission problem. Anti-lock brake system problem, an SRS problem. Okay, so Ken, I'm going to get right to it. Yes, it's worth getting the 50,000-mile check done, the 80,000-mile check done, the 125,000-mile check done. It keeps you, like I was talking about on the first hour, how that gentleman got 1.3 million miles on a Ford truck because he did his oil changes every 8,000 miles. They were continuously checking things. It's not the fact that... he was just changing the oil, and that's all the thing they did. No, they were paid to look at everything under the bonnet, the hood. For us folks over here, in the United States, and folks over there across the pond, it's the bonnet. So, yes, it's well worth it. And you just got to make sure that it's getting done. And how do we know that? Kind of do your own visual, Ken. You really do. Take a visual of your own stuff. I mean... you know, look at your serpentine belt. See if you got any sideline cracks in it. Things like that. And again, I've always said, I'll say it again, use your sight, your nose for smells, your feeling of the rubber hoses, you know, the upper hose you can get to on the radiator, of course. But and then your eyes for looking at juice coming out of the radiator, the juice coming out of the overflow bottle, the juice coming out of a fuel line that could be leaking at the fuel pressure regulator. See, that's how you do it. Sometimes the technicians, we might miss something. So, you know, like they said, two heads are better than one, or four eyes are better than two. So, yeah, Ken, it is well worth doing it. I do recommend it, absolutely. That way you'll get more miles out of your car, you'll get better gas mileage, you'll get more, you know, just more torque, more horsepower up the hill when you need to really use the car. Besides that, it's peace of mind, Ken, there, that when you're in Kennewick, Washington, you decide to head to Boise, Idaho, you don't have to worry about your car, your vehicle, by any means. You just get in it and go because you know that someone, you know, looked at the brakes. You looked at the tread. Yeah. Don't forget about the tires. If the tires are wearing odd, you've got a front end alignment out and or a ball joint or a strut that's just completely worn out. Gone, done, over with. You need new struts. See, that's, and when do I need new struts? Well, at 125,000 mile check is what they're going to tell you. So you got to be ready for the list. You got to be ready for the number too, for the repair. The longer you wait, folks, the prices don't, for some reason, the prices do not keep going south. The prices keep heading north. So the sooner you get it done, the cheaper it's going to be price wise. That's right. Hopefully that helps. Ken, appreciate it. Listening to us on KFLD, AM 870 and FM 98.7 right there in Kennewick, Washington. Good to have you along. I'm glad we could go into Kennewick here today on Auto World. Appreciate it. Thank you. Well, look at that. The garage door is going down on the second hour. We're going to see you on the third hour. We're in fact. Oh, yes. I got to get to the New York Auto Show treats for you. I got a little baby SUV for you. They patented it in India. Is it coming to the States? It could be. I'm Mark Evans. Thanks for joining me. Remember, drive safe and motor on. Keep pushing the juice pedal. This has been a Loose Nut production.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.